This is Apollo Control. We've lost radio contact now with the spacecraft as it passes behind the moon on the fourth revolution. The crew is scheduled to begin a 9-hour rest period while on the backside of the moon, and we would expect to hear no further word from them until the end of that rest period. During this frontside pass on the fourth revolution, there were three major items covered. We'll try to run through those three and summarize what to us appeared to be the major points. On first reacquiring contact, John Young reported that they had seen two main bus B undervolt conditions. As he described it, these were transitory events with the main bus B voltage dropping briefly to the point where it triggered a master caution and warning alarm. Normally, main bus B, which is one of two main buses supplying electrical power to the equipment aboard the command and service module, operates at about 27 to 28 volts under load. The master caution and warning is set to trigger at about 26.25 volts if the voltage drops to that level. And in replaying the data tapes, we saw the voltage drop to about 26.14 volts. The data tape replay, however, showed no indication of a problem with any of the electrical equipment. One sometimes suspects momentary current overloads, heavy drain of current, which would then drag the voltage down, but there was no indication that any of the equipment was malfunctioning. The one thing that the crew described that appeared to be coincident with the voltage drop was the operation of the pan camera. However, simultaneous data on this camera when it was operating showed that the camera was functioning normally. At this point, after looking at all of the data and considering the loads on both main bus A and main bus B, one supposition is that we had a coincident series of events which momentarily overloaded main bus B, such things as heaters coming on simultaneously. At the same time, we had a heavy current drain for the SIM bay activities. If this is in fact the case, it can easily be remedied by transferring some of the load to main bus A, a simple reconfiguration. And that appears to be the most likely cause of the main bus under voltages, in which case we would have no particular problem. One other thing that was discussed was the suit problem. Going back to the beginning of this one, Charlie Duke reported last night on entering the lunar module suited, getting suited up and getting into the lunar module, that John Young had some difficulty getting the suit zipped, the restraint zipper, closed across the back of the suit. This zipper does not maintain the pressure of the suit, but is a load-carrying zipper that holds all the layers together on the outside of the pressure layers. Duke mentioned that in order to minimize the problem of getting the suit zipped tomorrow, he would like to leave off the fecal containment system. In zipping the suit up the first time, both the fecal containment system and the liquid cool garment were not worn. Duke's feeling was that once these additional items were added underneath the suit, it would increase the problem of closing that zipper. We gave him a go-ahead to leave the fecal containment system off and recommend that they make an attempt to get the suit zipped using their normal procedures. John Young suggested the possibility of using a pair of pliers that they carry on board to assist in it. The recommendation at this time is that that not be done. Dave Scott, who was by earlier in the evening, discussed with the flight controllers a similar problem that they encountered, although apparently not quite so severe. on Apollo 15, and Dave's analysis of that situation was that in zero-G, it's more difficult to arch one's back without gravity to help. Arching the back is a method that is used to reduce the strain across this zipper so that it's easier to get it closed. And it was suggested to Charlie that he make every effort to brace himself and get the back arched in order to make the job a little easier of getting that zipper closed. And we do have a backup procedure that will be discussed with the crew to assist in closing that zipper if the problem arises tomorrow when they're preparing to get into the lunar module and suiting up. Also, Capcom Henry Hartsfield discussed a procedure with Ken Mattingly for checking out the docking latches. One of the 12 docking latches has apparently not latched down firmly onto the LEM tunnel docking ring. This causes no particular concern, but there is some interest in determining why the latch did not close. Mattingly last night was asked to cycle a device that is connected with the latch. This gave the flight controllers an indication that the latch, which is cocked prior to docking, was not fully cocked and therefore did not latch fully. There is also the possibility that the latch is broken. In order to determine which of these is the case, Mattingly was given a series of procedures to follow, which we hope will provide some information and shed some light on whether the latch simply was not fully cocked or whether it is broken or has malfunctioned in some other way. This is primarily of concern for future flights. It doesn't have a direct bearing on this flight. It's felt that the latch will in no way affect undocking, and since only 3 of the 12 latches are required for a firm hard docking, there's no particular concern that it will in any way affect the docking either. As mentioned previously, we expect to see the crew asleep when next we reacquire the spacecraft. That'll be in about 40 minutes. And as Apollo 16 went around the corner on the fourth revolution, we showed it in an orbit of 58.7 by 10.4 nautical miles. At 82 hours, 19 minutes into the flight of Apollo 16, this is Apollo Control, Houston.